Welcome back here on the Sports Connection on WKRV as we get started with our Standout Male Athletes of the Year. Now, when we're talking about the Standout Athletes of the Year, one of the prerequisites on this is a multi-sport athlete. Now, we love three-sport athletes, but we know in some of the cases that's just not possible in some of the schools. So, just a multi-sport athlete's what we're looking for, somebody that excelled on two different levels when it comes to the sports season. Doesn't take away from our individual sports. And a lot of the people that did a great job there, and we've already honored those when it came through the winter, the spring, and the fall seasons. But this is all about the multi-sport guys that were able to excel at a number of sports throughout the season. So those are our standout male athletes of the year, and we will get started with Matthew Hagee of Vandalia. Matthew Hagee was a standout athlete in three sports. In football, he was first-team all-conference. He threw for 1,616 yards and 20 touchdowns. He ran for 878 yards and 13 touchdowns. He'll continue on at Illinois College playing football. Again, a first-team all-conference with a lot of other accolades to go along with that when it came to the football season. In basketball, Matthew averaged just under 10 points a game, 2.3 rebounds, and 2.2 assists. He was second-team all-conference in basketball, also was part of the Benton Tournament all-conference team. And then in baseball, Matthew was a first-team all-conference member for the South Central Conference in baseball, hitting .337 with a .402 on-base percentage, 17 RBI, 27 runs scored, and 13 stolen bases. Matthew, a great overall three-sport athlete. That is Matthew Hagee of Vandalia. Mason Robinson of Altamont is one of our standout male athletes of the year. Mason put together just about as good a season as you can in both basketball and baseball. In basketball, he averaged better than 13 points, 6 rebounds, and 3.5 assists a game, helped lead Altamont to 29 wins, a sectional final game, winning their first ever sectional game and a regional championship. And then in baseball, Mason was even better than that. He hit 525 with a .579 on base percentage and .848 slugging percentage. He had 4 homers, 41 RBI at the plate. He was also 4-2 on the mound with a .260 earned run average. He was first team all conference in basketball, all kinds of accolades in baseball, and will continue on at Kaskaskia College in baseball. That is Mason Robinson of Altamont. Reed Well of Vandalia. Reed, a three-sport athlete and a very solid one. In football, Reed had 16 receptions for 220 yards and a touchdown. He also had 18 tackles and an interception as he started on both sides of the ball in football. In basketball, Reed was a first-team all-conference member, averaging better than 16 points a game, 3.5 rebounds, 2.3 assists. He made 106 three-pointers during the season as well. In baseball, for some unconscionable reason, Reed was not a first-team all-baseball conference member. He was second-team and third-team, respectively, but should have been first-team, and it's still a joke to me that he was not. Reed hit .406 on the year with a .462 on-base percentage. He had 2 homers, 27 RBI, a deceiving 3-4 record with a .302 earned run average, one of the top pitchers and overall players in the area this year in baseball, and Reed will continue on at Kaskaskia College. That is Reed Well of Vandalia. Jared Pasley of St. Elmo Brownstown. Jared put together two very good seasons this year. Jared averaged 14.5 points per game in basketball with 45 steals. He's also St. Elmo's all-time three-point shooter as he made the most in school history. He was first-team All-Egyptian Illini Conference. He was honorable mention NTC. And then in baseball, Jared put together a nice year. He hit .305 with a .406 on-base percentage, 25 runs scored, 16 stolen bases. On the mound, he was 4-2 with a save on the season. That is Jared Pasley of St. Elmo Brownstown. Adam Atwood of Brownstown, St. Elmo Brownstown as well. Adam put together a very solid basketball season. He averaged 11.8 points per game, 6.8 rebounds, 4 assists. He was MVP of the Egyptian Illini Conference. And in baseball, Adam put together a great season, hitting .446 with a .540 on-base percentage, a .651 slugging percentage. He was 5-4 on the mound. He's one of those guys returning for his senior year that you're expecting huge things out of. That is Adam Atwood of Brownstown, St. Elmo / St. Elmo Brownstown. Eric McKinney of Vandalia. In football, Eric McKinney was second team all conference. I got to thinking about that. How in the world did that happen? Questioning the South Central Conference on their all conference selections again. Eric ran for 978 yards and 13 touchdowns. The thing about that is he ran for 978 yards when his quarterback ran for 878 yards. On a lot of teams, Eric probably runs for 1,500 yards last year. He also had 88 tackles on defense. He was an outstanding defensive player, an outstanding running back in football. And then in wrestling, Eric was even better than that. He was 50-5 with 79 takedowns in his senior year. He ended up with 171 career wins, second on the Vandals all-time wrestling list. And we know how great the Vandals wrestling program has been over the year. When you end up second all-time on that list, man, you did something. That is Eric McKinney of Vandalia. And Preston Nestrick of Vandalia. Preston just put together a good, solid senior year all the way around. In football, he was second team all-conference. Kind of got to question that one again. He had 35 receptions for 715 receiving yards and 8 touchdowns on the year. And defensively, he had 47 tackles and also 4 interceptions on the year as he came up big on the defensive side of the ball. In basketball, he was 13 all-conference. He averaged 8.9 points and 7.8 rebounds per game, putting together a solid season. And then in baseball, Preston put together a very nice year. He was a defensive guy a lot, but didn't get a ton of at-bats. But when he did bat, he did hit pretty well. He hit .323 on the year with a .432 on base percentage and 11 runs scored, and just brought a nice athleticism to his game to the baseball team for the Vandals. That is Preston Nestrick of Vandalia. Anthony Benara of South Central. Anthony Benara put together two very good seasons. In basketball, he averaged 6.4 points per game, 3.8 rebounds, and 3.2 assists. He was all tournament at the Dietrich Holiday Tournament this year. And in baseball, Anthony hit .420 with a .542 on base percentage, .602 slugging, 3 homers, 34 RBI. He was 8-0 on the mound with a .150 earned run average, including that win in the sectional semifinal for South Central. That is Anthony Benara of South Central. Avery Yarhouse of Altamont. Avery Yarhouse was a state qualifier in golf, one of the top golfers in the area throughout this season, and part of our all-area golf team this year. He was first-team NTC in basketball, 12.9 points, 3.4 rebounds, 1.3 assists, helping lead the Altamont Indians to those 29 wins this season. And he was a part of a very solid Altamont baseball team this year. That is Avery Yarhouse of Altamont. And Carson Lutz of Vandalia. Carson was a third-team all-offensive line team from the South Central Conference, as he was a part of a very solid offensive line for the Vandals this past football season, and will be asked to do a ton on the line coming up this year without question. He was second-team in baseball as he put together a tremendous junior year at the plate. He hit .411, .513 on base, .568 slugging with 13 doubles on the year and 23 RBI. That is Carson Lutz of Vandalia. So our all-area, our overall top standout male athletes from the season, Matthew Hagee of Vandalia, Mason Robinson of Altamont, Reed Well of Vandalia, Jared Pasley of St. Elmo Brownstown, Brownstown St. Elmo, Adam Atwood of Brownstown St. Elmo, St. Elmo Brownstown, Eric McKinney of Vandalia, Preston Nestrick of Vandalia, Anthony Benara of South Central, Avery Yarhouse of Altamont, and Carson Lutz of Vandalia. We do have one more male athlete to recognize a little later on in the program. That'll be our male athlete of the year. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we will have our standout female athletes from this past year coming up next here on the Sports Connection.